Welcome back to our press conference coverage from JayhawkSlant.com.
TJ Carpenter with Sports Radio.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, disappointing loss on Saturday. How was that received in the locker room? I know that this was a big game for you guys, given the daunting task ahead in the schedule.
Yeah, those kids were obviously disappointed, but at the same time, you know, they're dealing in reality. They know that we had control of our destiny there, of being able to at least have an opportunity to tie the game up, and I think they're most disappointed because we weren't able to execute when we needed to at that point in time. You know, but the truth of it is, and I think those kids understand it, is that, you know, if you do things right the entire game, then maybe you might not be in that position where you're having to utilize those type of things that you don't do a whole lot. But the key is great teams, they're able to execute those things that are sometimes deemed not very important until they're important, which they were important the other day, and we've got to be able to execute them at a high level in order to get what we want.
How much of a factor do you think your depth is going to be this year?
Well, you know, I think it's we're not unlike very many teams in the country. I mean, it's sometimes depth is an issue for even the teams that are winning championships. I mean, so we're not going to use that as an excuse. We've got enough players here to be able to give us the competition we need to be able to be competitive. And we as coaches, we will evaluate these guys from this ball game, which is really was the next step for us in our new program, was putting them out there for the first time on the game field. And then we have to realistically look at it, which was this was the first time for us to evaluate them out there. So there'll be some things that will change for us this week based on how those guys handled that.
And what was your evaluation of Montel Cozart?
You know, Montel, there was a lot of things that he did in the game that I was very proud of. He showed some growth for us, definitely. You know, he obviously had a couple of key errors in the game that, you know, obviously we'd love to have those back. But the thing about it is it's never one guy's fault. Boy, it sure looks like it is on the surface. But the guy that caught that interception, I mean, he was supposed to have been blocked, and we missed him. And, you know, it looks like it's Montel's fault. But the truth of the matter is, you know, ball security is not just a quarterback and a skill player's job. It's an offensive line's job. It's the center's job. Everybody has a role in it. And when we don't execute correctly, then, you know, things could go awry. And, you know, while he had a role in it, it wasn't just him. We all are accountable for that, including coaches.
Obviously, you're trying to build a program there, and it's really early in the process. But what do you feel like the potential for Kansas football is in the grand scheme of things? I know, I'm sure you have lofty goals, but obviously it's a tough task ahead.
Well, like all teams, we have high goals, and we have high standards that we've set. But along with that, there is a long way to go. We have a long road ahead of us, and we understand that. We knew that from the first day that we started our program, players and coaches. But we are up to the task. The good thing is the things that we talk about all the time are the things that either A, helped us, or B, hurt us throughout the game. So we've got the answers to the test. We just have to be able to execute better and be able to take advantage of situations better than we did Saturday. And that's a process, not an event. You know, so this next week will be that next step in trying to grow a little bit as a team and see where we can go from there.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Next question comes from the line of Tom Shad with the Memphis Commercial Appeal.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. So some of the lines, I guess, the betting lines in Vegas have you guys as an underdog this week. I guess, could you just give me kind of your general impressions of Memphis? And then also, do you guys believe that you're the underdogs entering this week's game?
Well, first of all, I really don't ever look at that, so I'm not sure I even thought about that until you asked me. But I do know this, that Coach Fuente is, man, this dude is as good a football coach as I've ever been around. And I know that we have a very tall task, both offensively, defensively, and special teams, going against his team. He's done a great job of establishing that program, and we certainly will have our hands full. You know, he's got a terrific quarterback in Paxton Lynch. I mean, that guy's a really talented guy, and his play speaks for itself. He continued to do it the other day. He's got some really talented players around him. I like their running backs. I think that wide receiver, Mose Frazier, is a really good player. Tevin Jones, you know, they've got some really good players up front. And they really do have a good defense. They have some fast guys that run around, and they will strike you. So we definitely have a tall task ahead of us. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, as far as that the deal goes, honestly, until we earn it, we're going to be underdogs in every game that we have. And that's just the way it is. And we need to be playing like we're the underdogs.
Griffin with the San Antonio Express News.
Hey, David, good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Hey, what about the resiliency your team showed coming back from 31-7? A lot of teams could have packed it in there. What did you think about the effort they showed to get you back in the game?
Well, obviously, I'm very pleased with that. And, you know, but that's something we've been talking on and we've stressed from the day that we got here, and making sure that we had the right guys on our football team and guys that believe in the fact that, you know, with what we do offensively, we have a quick strike capability where we really should never be out of a game. And, you know, obviously that situation came to fruition Saturday. I think it obviously helps us take a step forward in our program in terms of the guys understanding, believing that that's the way that we play, and that, you know, that quick strike capability allows us to be in a game even when it looks like we may not be. It's kind of crazy to say, but I'm not sure I really knew we were down 31-7 at one point, because I simply did not feel that within our sideline. Of course, we're working as a staff, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that we are being prepared for the next step. But the thing that you feel a lot of times when you're in situations like that is you feel the kind of the wind go out of everyone. But I never felt that, which was encouraging, and I think that was a big reason why we were able to kind of fight back in that game.
Obviously, Montel's a young guy who has played some for you guys, but what did you tell him after the game to keep him from getting too down about the result in the game on Saturday?
Well, I just told him the truth that without Montel Cozart, we wouldn't have been in that game. I mean, he made some really good decisions after the turnover, the fumble. He came back and he stood tall and he played really well through the remainder of that game, all the way up until the very last play. So the truth is, we wouldn't have been in that situation that we were in without Montel Cozart. And the good thing about him is he's the type of kid that you would want there. He is a competitor, and obviously he took it extremely hard. But he also understood that he made some strides in this game that he can build on.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And your next question comes from the line of Wendell Barnhouse with BigTrevSports.com.
Coach, your defense stepping up there quite a bit after giving up those 31 pretty quick. I know you had a bunch of guys who were basically making their first starts. Was it a case of them just kind of getting their feet underneath them, but also maybe some adjustments that Clint might have made during the game?
Well, I definitely know that Clint made some great adjustments there at halftime that helped us. We needed some key stops at some points in that second half, and a couple of times he was able – and he and his group were able to come up with those stops. There was another one that we really needed to get done, and we weren't able to get that done. We couldn't hold them out. And, you know, at the end of the day, we've got to stop them. We've got to keep them from scoring 1 point more than we do. I mean, so that's the job. And we started slow, and we can't do that. You know, we have to do a much better job of starting faster. But that's not just a defense thing. That's, you know, turnovers put our defense in a very tough position. It led to 10 points, and it really could have led to 14 points. I'm very proud of our defense on that interception for holding those guys to 3 points. That was a big play in the game. So we did some good things over there, but as a whole, defensively, I know that myself and Coach Bowen, we have much higher standards in store for our guys than what we put out there on the field the other day.
The play at the end of the game with the fumble snap, I know you guys don't get under center that much. Was it a combination of, not to make an excuse, but just the fact that, you know, it's a hurry up and trying to go fast and get the ball grounded, and just a combination of that and maybe not being that familiar with taking a snap from center?
Yeah, we're not going to – there's absolutely no way that we will use that as any kind of reasoning or excuse, because we take snaps under center every day, numerous snaps under center every day. That's just a point right there where the center and the quarterback and everyone else involved, it's not just those two guys, everyone else involved has to value each and every play. They have to have a high amount of concentration level. If you look at the video, I mean, the other team doesn't even step forward. I mean, all we have to do is manage that situation, and we give ourselves a chance to at least to compete for another quarter in that ball.